You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. We often think about what teachers teach, the lessons and academic goals, but new research from the University of Delaware suggests we should also be paying close attention to how teachers feel. The study, co-authored by UD Associate Research Professor Lee McLean, looks at how teachers' emotions, both positive and negative, can ripple through the classroom, affecting how students engage, behave, and learn. Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by McLean this week to discuss the study's findings and what they tell us about the emotional dynamics of a classroom.
A key piece of your study is something you called emotional transmission. So to start, can you explain what exactly emotional transmission is and why it matters so much in this context of the teacher and classroom or student relationship?
Yeah, of course. So I'm going to kind of fall back on some foundational learning theory that really helps explain classroom emotional transmission. So the first one is social learning theory, which basically states that in addition to learning new information really explicitly, humans and especially children really learn by watching and paying attention to the social and behavioral cues of the people in their environment. So one of the most significant environments that children are in is the classroom, especially young children. They spend a lot of time in the classroom. Another really important point when we're thinking about the classroom environment and social learning theory is that children look to kind of the more knowledgeable other or the most knowledgeable other person in their environment. And that person is a really important signal for social cues and for behavioral cues. And when you think about the classroom, who's the most knowledgeable person in the classroom? It's hopefully going to be the teacher. And so, you know, this really highlights the important role of the teacher, not only as someone who structures the classroom and you know, literally communicates information to students, but as this really significant point of social reference for students. So students are going to look to the teacher, to the teacher's affective cues, to what they're doing behaviorally, to their tone of voice, and they're going to get some really important information in those moments about whether or not they're safe, whether or not things are okay, whether or not this is a situation they can learn in. And so with that kind of at the foundation, emotional transmission is just the ability for two different people or a group of people's emotions to kind of play off of each other in an environment. So, you know, if I started acting really, really upset right now, you might start feeling more upset. You might start feeling really annoyed. It's just this tendency to kind of take on and mirror the emotions that we're seeing around us. So when you consider that in the classroom and consider that students are looking to the teacher for this really important social information, it totally makes sense that the teacher is giving off are going to be kind of taken up by the students and reflected, so transmitted. And then that can also happen the other way. So anything the students are giving off, the teacher can take in and take on. So that's what we mean by emotional transmission.
Before we get into the study's findings, you did use a new tool or developed a new tool called the teacher affect coding system. And so it's kind of a chicken or egg here I'm curious about. Did that come first or this study or vice versa?
The study came first. So we went in, we did all these classroom video observations, and then I was looking at tools to use that captured teachers' emotional expressions in the way that I wanted to capture them. And some of them do, but they also capture them in combination with all of these other very important classroom elements, but they were elements that we weren't necessarily interested in. So we really wanted to isolate just purely what teachers are giving off in terms of their emotional expressions so that we could ask questions about specifically when a teacher is expressing certain feelings, how does that potentially transmit to students? And so I've done a lot of observation work in the past. I've observed affect in the past. And so we took one of my lab measures and adapted it for use in this study so that we could actually quantify how much time teachers were spending displaying positive affect and negative affect.
So I know you found that, you know, overall in this study, you found that teachers showed far more positive emotions than negative ones, but that some teachers did show high levels of negative emotions. A couple things there. When we say positive and negative emotions, just in this context. I can imagine, you know, what they are. I'm sure our listeners can too. But what exactly do we mean when we say both of those? And then what's the distinction there? And then a part two would be, you know, how did those emotions, positive or negative, affect the students and their learning experiences?
Yeah, and it's really important to clarify what we actually measured before jumping into what it means, because emotions can be subtle and emotions can be subjective, right? So we really wanted to focus on teachers' emotional expressions that were very overt. Like, we didn't want to make any guesses about, you know, if we saw a little eye twitch here or a little tone of voice there. We didn't want to make guesses about how they were feeling in that moment. So we really went for the big positive and negative emotional expressions. So for positive, that could be a really, you know, kind of higher lilting vocal tone. It could be big happy gestures. It could be facing right towards the students and really engaging with students. It could be really positive and affirming language. And then the opposite is true for negative affect. And we wanted to be especially careful with this because we just want to accurately capture anytime we're highlighting something that teachers might be struggling with or something that they might be able to work on. We want to be sure we're capturing that accurately so that we're not placing undue burden on teachers. So anyway, with that in mind, we really only captured the very explicit, overt negative emotions. So this is when a teacher was using very harsh tone of voice, was saying really overtly frustrated things like, why can't you all just be quiet? Like things like that. So these were not subtle. I think there's room, definitely room in the research space in this area to get into more subtle emotional expressions. But for a first step, we wanted to know for sure that what we were measuring was positive and negative. And we also had an observational code for like neutral or just neither. So that could be any range in between. So we were really capturing these kind of two ends of an emotional spectrum. And you're right, we did find, and it's exactly what you would expect because teachers are wonderful and tend to really love working with kids. They were very positive the majority of the time. But we did find that about 10% of the teachers in our sample had a lot of negative affect. Like they were spending 30% or more, up to 90% of the time in a lesson, displaying this really overt, angry, frustrated, negative emotional affect. So you asked how this seemed to impact students. We actually found that positive affect didn't have any significant impact on the student outcomes we looked at, which were students' engagement, enjoyment in learning, and anxiety for learning in math and English language arts. So we didn't find anything. We were kind of expecting that positive affect would be this wonderful thing that would boost engagement and boost enjoyment. And we didn't actually find anything. So combined with the fact that this is what teachers were doing most of the time, this could just mean that this is status quo, right? This is what students generally experience in a classroom. And it could be that positive affect combined with some other things is what really helps students stay engaged and really enjoy their learning opportunities. On the other end, though, we found that when teachers were displaying more negative affect, their students were less engaged in their lessons and they enjoyed their lessons less, which totally makes sense. That's exactly how I would feel if I were a student in a classroom being led with a very negative teacher. But it really highlights that these more unique but more extreme negative emotions really are picked up on and transmitted to students. So they do notice, they do internalize, and it does take away from the learning opportunity. So for those few teachers that were really struggling with their negative affect and perhaps struggling with their emotion regulation, that was a really helpful signal for us that, all right, we really need to support these teachers in ways that are going to help them regulate in those really tough moments.
I think one of the things, you know, I took away from the study was, and it partly, I suppose, reinforced what I had already, you know, kind of thought essentially, but that's, you know, that is kids, even very young kids and children can pick up on so much more emotionally than we think they do. And that can have very real implications as you just mapped out. So what are your thoughts on that specifically? I know we've touched on it already a bit, but what are your thoughts on that specifically? And just, I am curious if some of your other work and reports and whatnot are, you know, line up with that notion.
So I think that is absolutely what our results are finding. I think it speaks a lot to the need for students to feel safe and comfortable in their environment, and the need for their psychological safety to be met in the classroom, in order for them to learn successfully. I think that's really, really critical.
Yeah, and the study does. The study makes several recommendations for teacher preparation and professional learning programs. Can you walk us through those and what strategies? It comes off to me. It kind of it's a it, it takes a village approach in terms of teacher and classroom emotional regulation and whatnot. So, but can you walk us through some of those recommendations you offered and what strategies or other support systems can help teachers and just educators as a whole manage their emotional well-being, so to speak.
I think it is worthwhile to look at it at the teacher level and say, all right, we need to get you some emotion regulation strategies. But even more so than that, and in addition to that, it's really important to look at the system. So the school, the class the teacher is in, the district the teacher is in, overall state and nationwide education policy, and to find the things that are making the job stressful for teachers, and to try to address those things as well, in addition to helping teachers learn to regulate. So that's my big message right now, is it's not Yoga Friday, it's not mindfulness and meditation for that teacher just by itself. These issues really need to be addressed systemically, so that we can create a working scenario where teachers are more likely to thrive and experience those wonderful positive emotions, and be able to make really good instructional decisions and not be burned out and things like that.
Thanks to UD Associate Research Professor Lee McLean and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, and a look at how Winterthur is bringing a once-imagined gallery focused on Black history and culture to life. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.